Hey friends, as you might guess, Azure App Configuration enables you to store configuration info for all your Azure apps in a universal hosted location. But it also simplifies your deployment tasks. In fact, did you know that it can also help roll out new features? Jimmy Campbell is back to show me how Azure App Configuration can help with feature management today on Azure Friday. Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Jimmy Campbell. We're going to talk about Azure App Configuration. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Scott.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out. We had the initial introductory episode a little while back, so if folks haven't seen that, they should go back and check it out, getting started with Azure App Configuration. But now you've got new things to show me.
Yeah, it seems like just a bit ago we were talking about Azure App Configuration back when it was still a preview service. But we are GA now, So we're helping developers centralize their configuration so they can access it in their distributed applications, CI/CD pipelines, their infrastructure, wherever it is that they need to surface their settings and their configuration as they're making a product. And of course, we're offering things like management utilities, so you can go in the portal. If there's operations that you usually do on a configuration like diffit or look at the history, you can do that there. And there's the Azure CLI as well. So totally GA now, helping you out with your settings. But actually today, what I want to talk about is a little bit more than just settings, which is how Azure App Configuration can help developers roll out new features.
Is this what they call feature flags?
Feature flags, yes. And also feature management. There's a lot of terminology that gets thrown around.
All right. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah. So Azure App Configuration allows you to store your settings in one place. And one of the benefits of having your settings kind of coming from a service is the ability to dynamically update your settings during the runtime of your application. So dynamic configuration, we'll call it. And using Azure App Configuration's .NET Core Net Standard Configuration Provider, we touched on that in our last episode, like you mentioned. You can see settings that you change in Azure App Configuration reflected in your app. And so we wanted to help out a little bit and kind of build on that and enable what you just mentioned, which is feature flags. Feature flags really start with the ability to provide dynamically changing configuration to an application if you're doing things like Dart deployments, of course. And once we have that, we also provide a net standard library. This is a new library on top of our configuration provider. It's called Microsoft.FeatureManagement. This thing provides a programming model so that when you combine this new library and Azure App Configuration, you get the feature flags to your application. They can be manipulated during runtime and you can kind of wire them up. There's things like tag helpers that we'll go over. Yeah, we kind of have a little role to play to help you out when you want to roll out your features.
That's super cool. I was literally yesterday on an app service and I was trying to make some config changes. And, you know, when you do it in the standard way, every time you hit save, it restarts the entire thing. And I was doing it, you know, kind of in production. And I was also trying to do some A/B testing with some staging flags. It's not super elegant to try to do the things that you're describing with the existing configurations. And that's why kind of this configuration as a service, this centralized configuration provider is so nice. I'm excited to see your demo.
Awesome. Yeah. So like you mentioned, sometimes you have to restart your apps to pick up settings changes, which is still an option. Even if you're using app configuration, you can certainly pull your apps at deployment time. I mean, pull your settings then and they're more static. Or you can do what I'm about to show in this demo, which is actually update during the runtime. And that saves you the reset that you mentioned.
All right. Blow me away.
So I think we can kind of go ahead and get started here with the Northwind Traders Bike Shop. Pretty gnarly website we got here.
High quality CSS here.
Oh, yeah. One thing about this website, though, is the owners think it's a little bit dated. They kind of want to just, I mean, they're not the fanciest bunch, but they think they can modernize this just a little bit. And so the feature that we're going to be showing here is a new beta version of the splash page that they're hoping makes their customers a little more happy to visit. And so we'll talk about how Azure App Configuration can assist in multiple ways of rolling out this new beta website. So first of all, this is a web app deployed in App Services. It is connected to an app configuration instance. So I have the ability to surface some configuration changes right now, and we'll go to the app configuration I'm connected to. So we're pulling settings from here. We're also pulling feature flags. If this is what you'll see as soon as you create an app configuration instance in the portal, we want to deal with feature flags. So we'll go down to the feature manager tab here. And you can see I created a feature named beta. And this aligns with what I was saying about how we want to have a beta version of this web page here.
Okay.
So simple toggle state we have here. The simplest way to turn on a feature is just say, bam, I want this thing to be on. That's kind of like a dark deployment when you look to your left and right and say, hey, guys, we ready? And then you turn this thing on. So we'll do that here. And then all of a sudden, now the visitors who are coming to the website, once the application picks up the changes here, we'll see, okay, we're a little bit, we're different now. Our beta website is out. And so with that, we kind of just released a beta version of the web page. And so this one is a little bit more, I guess, simplistic in nature. They kind of got rid of the colors and they have their font a little bit more thought up here. But there we have it. One way that we can kind of just use the dynamic configuration and feature flags provided to us to wire this up.
So how did the application get that notification? Was it checking the config every single time a page got loaded, or was it more of a pub sub kind of a thing?
So that's a good question. And it is the first one that you hit on. When the page was hit, the request actually triggered to see, hey, should I be reloading some app configuration here?
I see.
So let's go into the application code here and talk about how all this is wired up.
Excellent.
This is an ASP.NET Core web app using MVC. Pretty standard stuff we have here. And the feature management library provides a bunch of extensibility points out of the box for this. This is our home controller. And you can see this code snippet right here. We're doing some stuff that looks like it's working with features. It's saying feature manager is enabled async. Mm-hmm. This is where we're consuming feature flags that are provided by Azure App Configuration. So this feature manager here is from the Microsoft.feature management library. And we're checking to see if the beta feature is enabled. So that's the feature we saw in the Azure portal. If it's enabled, we're returning this beta index view. Otherwise, we're returning the old index.
That is nice and clean. That's pretty cool. So you just inject in that with the dependency injection and the instructor in line 17 there, and then you've got the ternary operator instead of an if statement, and you say this view or that view. That's
yeah.
Probably took you 20 minutes to set that up, not any time at all.
Yeah, super quick. A lot of stuff can be done just right out of the box pretty quickly with the Microsoft Feature Management Library. So like you said, we're just checking a simple, is it on tertiary operator here? There are other things that we can do. There's tag helpers. So if you want to just conditionally display content, like a section of content on your page, baked into the library. There's action attributes. So if you want to guard a controller action, baked into the library. For this, though, since we're returning a whole view, it made sense to kind of do it like this.
I see.
Just kind of returning a different view. So this is where we're checking if a feature is enabled. Now let's talk about the other things that we needed to kind of do to get that working, which is connecting to Azure App Configuration, adding the feature management services, stuff like that. So let's go to Program CS. Right here, we'll see something that looks pretty familiar from the last episode, which is we need to connect to our Azure App Configuration instance. So entry point to our application here, we're building our config. And you can see we're adding Azure App Configuration. We're connecting using AAD. We're using Azure Managed Identity, which means we don't need any credentials, no secrets deployed with our app. It's just using the identity of our app service. So kind of sets that up pretty easily. One new thing we see here, though, is use feature flags. And this is needed because Azure App Configuration doesn't provide them by default, but you call this use feature flags to start pulling them, and also to wire up the dynamic refreshes here.
Interesting. And then, of course, am I correct to say that when you pull out of intermediate and you grab app configuration endpoint there, that's pulling out of the standard app service configuration. So, or is that pulling out of Azure app configuration?
It's pulling out of the standard app, like you said, the app service configuration ultimately is exposed as an environment variable to your application. So ASP.NET Core is pretty great that they allow you to kind of build a little intermediate configuration to kind of bootstrap off your JSON and your environment variables to add a more advanced external providers, if you wish, for very configuration.
Cool. It's really pluggable.
Yes. Yes, definitely. A lot of places where you can customize things here. So we still have two things that we need to do. One is to add the feature management services, and one is to actually wire up what you mentioned was the request triggering the refresh of my feature flags and my configuration. So down here, we'll see this call use Azure app configuration. And that's, you pretty much nailed it. We don't want to just be constantly pulling app configuration. It's wasted bandwidth. And we also don't really want a dormant application to be making a bunch of network calls for no reason. So what we have here is a way of use Azure app configuration enables you to make the request the trigger to refresh things to kind of solve those problems. So if you miss this line here, what would happen is you go in and turn on the feature flag and you just wouldn't see that surfaced in your application. But with this, you get the dynamic behavior.
Very cool.
Then the final thing here would be add feature management. So you pointed out we're getting some things from dependency injection here, iFeature Manager snapshot. There's also iFeature Manager. So those all need to be added here with this add feature management API that's exposed by the library. Really, that's it. There's some add feature filter stuff, which is some customization that I'm going to talk about. But with those snippets that I mentioned, that's 8 to 10 maybe lines of code there, you get it. That's done. You have your connected app configuration. You can start servicing feature flags to your apps, and you can use the goodies I mentioned, like tag helpers, to start plugging and playing things. How do you want to make this feature deployed and then all of a sudden light up?
What are the feature filters again?
So, okay, let's go into feature filters. What I just showed was a simple light switch feature flag. Mm-hmm. I want to turn that thing on. But it's not always that simple. We want to have options for when we're rolling out a feature. We want to be able to do things, conditional processing of when a feature should be on. Should it be on for 20% of the requests to my app? Maybe Chrome users see this thing because I'm trying to see if Chrome users behave a certain way versus Edge users, something like that. Mm-hmm. Or I want 10% of my user base. All those conditional ways of enabling a feature are provided through this thing called feature filters. They provide conditional processing. So right here, we see this browser filter. Now, that kind of goes with the example of what I mentioned about a Chrome user or Edge user or some user seeing a feature is enabled. We can go to this thing and kind of look at what's going on here. This would be something you see in your application. It implements iFeature filter, which is exposed by the library. And you're saying, I want to provide a way for my app to know about browsers and enable a feature based on a browser. And one of the things where app configuration comes into the picture is we provide the parameters to say, okay, at this point in time, which browser should the feature be enabled for? But your app is the one that actually says which browser the request is for. And it's the combination of those two things that allow you to kind of get that conditional way to enable features.
Very cool. So you decide where your Boolean comes from based on conditions that you set yourself.
Exactly. And you can come up with whatever you want. We've seen plenty of examples of people who have their own conditions that they may want to enable a feature for. We do provide some feature filters out of the box for common scenarios, but we can't really tackle everything. That's where you can come in and say, okay, I do have something custom and I want to just create my own feature filter. I can use the parameters that I wire up through app configuration, but I can use this feature filter component to actually have the code that recognize like when this request meets this criteria. Is it Chrome? Is it Edge or whatnot? The other feature filter here, the targeting filter, is baked in to the library. And so I mentioned we kind of tackle some common scenarios. This targeting filter tackles staged rollouts. So let's kind of go over what an example of what I mean by that. It goes on the premise of, I want to target, say, a few users on the dev team. Maybe you. So Scott, you'll be the first one to test this feature out. So we'll target you. And then if you say everything looks good, we'll target the whole Azure Friday team. That would be like the next stage in our rollout.
Cool.
And then we don't hear anything wrong. Then we go to like 20% of users, right, and 80% of users.
A targeted staged rollout. Excellent.
Exactly. Right. So that's kind of where the term targeting comes from.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So you see, I'm adding this targeting filter. This is in our latest preview release of the feature management library. If you start using that, you'll see this targeting filter type is available. Just add it to your feature filters collection and you can do what I'm about to show. So let's go back to the application and look first at the configuration for the targeting filter. It kind of aligns with what I just mentioned. We have this audience, which consists of users, groups, and the default rollout percentage. That's basically your entire user base. So if I want to use the example that I just mentioned, I'm going to construct this to just grant Scott access. So grant you access here and just say you're the only user here. So we're playing with some JSON. All right, so we have now a parameter for the feature filter named audience. Now, I mentioned this is the targeting feature filters in preview right now. One of the things we're going to be adding is the ability, we're going to be adding kind of a more customized interface so that you see sliders here and you can slide up the audience very, you can slide up the target percentage of users very easily. Right now, we're just using our ability to just kind of put this in as text. And we'll just put, so what I have here is the Microsoft targeting feature filter. From there, the audience parameter from the list of parameters here. And then, of course, I configured it to only be you. Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll go ahead and apply that. And so we see a conditional feature here now. So what could that mean? Well, let's say we revisit the web page here and the beta is not on anymore. But luckily, I have a way to specify who I am by putting in the query string so I can instantly become you. Mm. And we'll see that you actually have access to the new beta version.
Nice.
So you'll see you have access here. Now, if you tell me everything looks good, what I can do is I can actually say, let's roll it out to the entire Azure Friday team. So let me add a new parameter here. The name of the team is Azure Friday team. Rolled out to everybody on the team. So we'll go into Azure App Configuration. Edit this thing here.
You're saying in the future that'll be a lot nicer because putting JSON into a text box like that's kind of challenging.
Right. That's why it's still in preview at this point. So mm-hmm. this will be an entire UI where you don't have to mess with any JSON or anything.
That'll be great.
So we'll come in and we'll see Scott still has access. Do I have access? No, I don't. But if I was on the Azure Friday team, which I can also do through a query string parameter, I do have access.
That's cool.
Yeah, so this right here is uses that feature filter term concept that I kind of brought up, and it's a way to do conditional enabling of a feature. Roll out the feature how you want to. You can update it dynamically in app configuration like I showed where I kind of did the staged rollout, or I could do it in a deployment. But this is kind of the functionality you get right out of the box from using the Microsoft Feature Management Library and Azure App Configuration.
That's pretty slick. I can think of reasons to use this right away. And I see that we've got the docs up because it's in GA, so folks can go and take a look at the Azure App Configuration documentation. Lots of details on how to do it with .NET Core, ASP.NET, Functions, Spring Boot, whatever, because it's not specific to .NET, of course. It's just anything at all that can access that endpoint.
Right, right. And so definitely you can go ahead and take a look at the docs where we do have tutorials. And also the Microsoft Feature Management Library is open source. So you can go ahead and if you want to look at any of the code or the README is pretty detailed here. Also, our configuration provider is open source, so you can definitely come take a look at anything you're interested in.
Very cool. I am learning all about how to use the Azure App Configuration System now with feature targeting today on Azure Friday.
Hey, thanks for watching this episode of Azure Friday. Now I need you to like it, comment on it, tell your friends, retweet it. Watch more Azure Friday.